Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And so the group today sits in the Temple of Karnak. It's a beautiful day and the sun is shining upon you. And there are many energies to sample in this place. But the energy that I wish you to sample in this place today is introspection for you. We tend to be all overwhelmed by the sheer size of things, and they will get bigger. Many times the size is a testament to the individual. Sometimes it is the individual and God. Sometimes it is so mixed you don't know where one starts and the other stops. But this day there is no question where it starts and stops, for it's about you. Let's do an exercise and participate with me, for this is why you came. To look upon history, to apply it to yourself, and to make the decisions that perhaps the temple was built for. And so I invite you this day to imagine for a moment, in a multidimensional way, you are going to build a temple for you. We are going to build a temple for you. And in this short message, there will be profundities, things that we ask you to ponder and think about. For it may be the essence of who you are and where you're going next. Look at the history here and recognize how long it took to build this temple. But yours, it has to be built in a lifetime. Yours. Perhaps you came here to do this very thing. If you're going to build your temple, the first thing you have to decide is how large it is. And that is the stopper for so many. For they will say, I don't need a temple that is very, very big. After all, it's just for me. Well, I ask you to consider how big is a Karnak's temple. Would yours be this size? And you would say, well, of course not. That would be ego. And then I say to you, really? Your temple must contain you, your higher self, and the image of God that you were created within. Now I ask you again, how big will your temple be? And still, so many humans would say, not very large, not really. And then I say to you, what is it that stops you from seeing the grandness inside yourself? And we say it again, it is the lack of self-worth. Self-worth sits upon you like a blanket that is dark. It is the liar of duality. It lies to you every moment of your life. It makes you think you are small and less than the others. This is the duality we have spoken of that is present everywhere. And so you must beat this and understand it and go past it. And again, we say, how big is God in you? Let's make the temple huge, grand, not to amplify you, but to amplify the image of God inside you. The foundation, you're going to make the plans, and the foundation must be strong and support everything upon it. The foundation for you must be belief. How strong do you believe in what you're seeing now? the possibility of the channeling that may very well be messages from not the human, but from that which is around the human. Belief. That is the foundation. It has to be strong. It will crumble if you vacillate and say, well, I think this, or I think that, or I'm not sure of this. Human being, again, we say to you, drop all that is getting in the way of the release of the emotion of God. Do not analyze on a compartmentalized basis who you are. Do not overthink the issue. How big is God? How big is the love and the compassion you feel? Don't analyze it, or the foundation will crumble. The foundation is the belief of you and your higher self in the eternal, in your eternalness. For that soul of yours is forever. That's the foundation. Next, the pillars. Oh, you look around here and you've never seen this many pillars. And each one is enormous and grand. How many pillars will you need to support that which will come later? And this may be a surprise to you, but the pillars are going to be you reaching up with your arms to heaven. How far can you reach? What does it mean? Think of what it means to raise your hands. Those who sing and are joyful raise their hands. Those even in sorrow raise their hands. Those who want to touch God and pray will raise their hands. It is intuitive that you are reaching up to the heavens which is God in you. How far is your reach, dear ones? What keeps you from reaching? How high will the pillars be? This is your temple. Make it big. Can you see yourself with your hands outstretched and your face up with joy and smiling to touch the face of the eternal? That's your temple. It's all inside you, all of it. And then finally, the roof, that which will cover everything. How big will it be? What will it be made of? What will you paint upon it? The roof is peace. It is the shelter you feel when you're in the hands and the arms of God. Can you feel taken care of? Are you peaceful with the temple? Dear ones, the temple encloses upon itself the energy that you put into it. From the foundation to the covering, it represents the circle of time and you. In this energy on the earth at this time, you must build your temple, considering who you are, how big you are, how long you're going to last, and is it eternal or not? Do you then put a lid upon that which is God and you? Do you limit that which you believe is you? There was no limit here. Take a look. Can your temple be this big or bigger? It's not ego. Dear ones, your temple is yours. It is invisible. No one will see it except those who walk with you. And they will see the balance you have, the joy, the wisdom. And only you will know that your temple is enormous. And it shows itself in how you treat others, how long you live, and the wisdom that you carry for those who ask for it. That is the temple. It's important. It's primary. How big is it? This is the message of the day. As you leave this place and walk back through the pillars, imagine, who are you really? And so it is.